We're going to learn about a phrase some women in Saudi Arabia have embraced, pushing normal. Those two words have strong meaning in a country where women face far-reaching restrictions, including a ban on driving. NPR's Deborah Amos begins this story from the Saudi capital, Riyadh.
I first saw pushing normal before I knew it had a name. I was walking down Talia Street. It's a strip of fast food, burger, and brand name coffee shops, a trendy hangout in Riyadh, popular with young men on weekends. It was striking to see three young Saudi women stride along this all-male domain.
Can I find out your name?
Sadim.
Sadim.
Yeah.
What's your last name?
I don't have to, right? Because I'd rather not.
No names, because these teenage girls are defying the strict social codes of Saudi Arabia that forbids men and women from mixing in public, enforced by officers from the religious police. Still, they insist things are changing fast.
Well, for example, like, we're out here right now. We're walking. That, like, a few years ago, that would just be impossible. Like, there's no way a girl our age could, like, walk around and have a normal life.
That's what they say they want, to freely take a walk down a popular street. It's pushing normal, in spite of warnings from their parents and religious conservatives.
So it is a little risky what you're doing.
Yeah, it is. But if we, like, listen to them, stay home, not enjoy our lives, then it's going to be like this forever.
You're making a point by being out here.
Yeah. Basically.
Making a point in the coastal city of Jeddah takes the form of an annual art show. It's called Loud, a showcase for young artists who visualize Saudi social tensions between an older, more conservative generation and young Saudis with soaring ambitions who are wired to the world.
With social media and with TV and with movies, the more and more you watch, the more and you're like, why isn't my life that way? It's freer, you know?
That's 28-year-old Renine Bukhari. She curates the show, and for her, pushing normal is an art gallery where Saudis, men and women, mix to look at art and discuss ideas. And there's live music, too. All that is a challenge to traditional culture, she says. Thousands of young Saudis are now educated abroad, many in the West. They want to bring the best of international culture home.
It is a clash, a cultural clash that our generation is experiencing, and we're trying to overcome, and we do visualize that in art.
The art here is quirky, sometimes funny. A fully veiled woman embraces a pack of McDonald's fries. The themes are serious, too, about the anxiety of change and the pace, says Bukhari, too slow for some.
But small things like walking on the street, these are things that we can do, or having art shows. We want to make things normal. We don't want it to become a big media craze. Look what Saudi women are doing, because it's something that's normal in other places, but for us, it's so strange because we don't do it. We don't go outside.
A walk on the street is progress. So is an art show that's now in its fourth year. It's pushing normal. But there are always other challenges, however small.
My friend rides a bike, you know, but she does it at 4 a.m, at 5 a.m. She dresses like a boy, and she does it because she wants to ride a bike. So we just want it to be normal. That's it.
A bike riding movement in Saudi Arabia. It's hard to imagine that these women will be deterred. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Saudi Arabia.